Fond of that song. No Coronu, no. Yeah, I can change it up a little bit if you want. No Grabler, no Cry. No Grabler, no Cry. Well, I remember when we voted. We were not voting for Netanyahu. These wars are not fighting for us. And the pornos play through the night. No bankers, no lies. No bankers, no lies. Remember when we used to sit in Crowder's yard? Oh, cigars burned through the night. The Costco in North Dakota just put the sign up, can't come in without a face mask. They lost my bees. I'm just going to read what you guys write. Just write anything you want in the comments, and I'll just read it. Well, I'm just going to tell you something, though. Costco's multinational corporation has nothing to do with North Dakota. It's the fifth dimension of travel. All right. No bike lock, no bike. No bike, not lock, no bike. No dumpster, no pump. No dumpster, no pump. No COVID, no cry. COVID is a big grabbler lie. Say, but the grabbler lies have no strength or importance. If you are not watching the pornos when no one's watching you, it's easy to blame the Jew for your problems, but you were the one who squirted through the night. And yes, they are very, 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 very tricky little bastards. I think it's time to just remember, don't watch the news. And if you're still squirting to all them, their dirty movies, I see you have a mask with you. Until my peeps have passed away. Every grabbler's gonna lie tonight, yeah. Every grabbler's gonna lie tonight. No grabbler, no lie. 6 million sounds a little too high. No grabbler, no lie. 6 million sounds a tad bit high. Say, laughing out loud. Oh, sweet, awesome. No China, no spy. No grabbler, no lie. Say, I don't understand why people think only Chinese are spies. They're insanely easy to figure out. They're the people with the very, very squinty eyes. When you see the squinty eyes, you say spy. Many, many people with very, very squinty eyes are not spies at all. But if you want to be safe to avoid the spies, stay away from those squinty eyes. No circle, no pie. The bears have really great vibes. No Clinton, no die. No round eye, no peripheral vision. You got that? Yeah, exactly. No clip when there's no rabbi. No bats in Wuhan, no spy. Squinty eyes, grabbler lies. No Irish, no drunk fights. Thanks, Kale Bear. I was just trying to rhyme everything with eyes, though. No Bert Kreischer, no bye. Bert Kreischer and Rogan are both bye. No Kreischer, no bye. No curvature, lose your mind. Joe Biden smells guys. Joe Rogan got really high. Cause he can't face the fact he's bi. No chemtrails in sky. No worms when you drink turpentine. Say, toilet paper, no ply. No toilet paper, cause CNN lies. Well, it's no vaccine, Gates will be inside. Oh, yeah. Vaccine Bill Gates wants to be inside you. Joe Rogan's horse is a fly. No pumping Dan Crenshaw's remaining eye. Joe Rogan is a small guy, and he also blows the guys. Hey, Bernie Kreischer, I hear that you're bi. With that Joe Rogan, who's a small guy, and his horse is a fly. No, all that TP has no ply. Well, Rogan doesn't care, he'll still bang a yay. I really did laugh that time. Nice. Hi, everybody. Where is Ben Franklin tugging at the sky? I gotta do it just for that. Ben Franklin tugging at the sky. Joe Rogan tugs only to guys. All right, that's gonna do it. No AIDS, but gay die. That's a good one. No despair, we all thrive. Good one, Ugly Jew. Good to see a member of your tribe be optimistic for once. Is it because your plans are working so well? Space travel's a lie. That's a good one. Space travel's a lie. And Joe Rogan pumps guys. And send war supplies to P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. Thank you, Scooter Bear. I had a great time on SGT Report today. It's coming out either tonight or tomorrow. Really good time. That guy's really nice. Very respectful guy. And I think I added something to the conversation. I think it was very cathartic for him, for me to describe just how hard it is to be a one of these broken elite grabber types. That the example I used, because he was talking about Bill Gates. He's a passionate guy. And I was like, dude, think about how hard their lives are. And I'm not consenting to their actions. But if you, let's just say hypothetically, you rob a bank, right? With two other guys. For the rest of your life, you have to keep an eye on those two guys because they could rat at any time. It's like, oh, do you hear that guy? Mark has a real drinking problem now. He keeps running his mouth at the bar. You're like, what? And then you start debating, do I kill the guy? If you kill a guy, that's just the beginning of your problems. Ask Hillary Clinton. If you kill someone to keep them quiet or like because of a crime, that's when you're, if you know anybody that's ever been involved in any of that, that's when your problems start. Guys, homicide is a horrible way to deal with problems. So if you're dealing with these people, the amount of energy that they have to put in to keeping their secrets and their crimes quiet and to fight against other thieves and vicious monsters, it's exhausting. And so I think when I was describing that, I think it was giving him some good peace. Gates' wife is a guy. I won't kill a guy. I mean, you might have to at some point, but never in like a, only in a self-defense way. And even that is kind of hard. No lies, nobody dies. What if it's a pedo? Oh, you mean the people that make all the dirty movies you guys watch all the time? I have no empathy. No, but that's really true, though. If you think about how much effort it takes to maintain lies, turn it up. This needs to be a Mountain Bear skit. Yeah, Hillary must have a stocks in lie. Hang on, right, but look at how much there's blowback. I know, and guys, this isn't, the world's a stage. No, it isn't. I know people that have worked for cartels and stuff. Everybody has family, not everybody. A lot of people have family members or friends that have dealt in organized crime before. It's very real.
And so, yeah, it's a lot of calories, right? That way of life will get you ended up in jail or murdered. And the more you expel to commit crimes and to cover up the crimes, the more it just becomes impossible. And that's why it's like a lot of times people will fetishize the Bill Gates types and think they have all this power. You know, Fauci means mouth. Thanks for EMJ today. Oh, he's a wondrous man. I wish I could have went longer with him. I want to get him back on soon. But I hope that makes sense for you guys. What about disorganized crime? Well, that's just like bike theft. Yeah, I mean, I haven't forgotten. I was a 9-year-old boy when an African-American stole my bike, and I'm now 39. It's been 30 years. Think about how much blowback that one bike thief... just think about stealing my bike and just tuning into me 30 years later. How funny would that be? To just see me just still talking about it and like how many bike thieves I've called out at this point. Live by the sword, die by the sword. Right, dude. It's when he starts whacking everyone involved in the airport heist. Oh, dude, that's very true, guys. EBB, when the U.S. splits, can we get Texas in the Bear Federacy? I'll consult my counsel, but yeah, I don't see a problem with that at all. I know a lot of people are spiraling right now about food shortages, and it's a real situation. You know, Ice Age Trucker is one of the only people that can ever get me to get it all even nervous, because I know he's not lying. But at the same time, never forget that the game isn't to kill you, it's to get you to comply. And so what's going to happen is it's going to force people to go local again. And it's, I wish I could explain it better so people just could understand it and not spiral. Preparation makes you not spiral, but they're not doing it to you. They're not doing it to us. There's a ton of people that have neglected their responsibility of slaughtering their own animals and growing their own food in a community and knowing their neighbors and all that. And now it's just coming back. And so this is going to either reawaken people or put them in a very desperate position. Like, okay, let's say FEMA camps are real, right? Let me just walk you through this. They don't grab you and throw you in. Like the whole Richie from Boston narrative is so fake. I was just consulting with one of my Russian friends. I would love to hear Dmitry even talk about this from Ukraine, but about what exactly happened to Holodomor, and I've already talked to her a lot about that. The game isn't like get you kicking and screaming. That's not it at all. It's providing food for people that don't have food. And then they take you as a slave. But here's the thing. It's like not done for you, but for you. Right, it's not done to you, it's for you. And this is really hard for people to understand. Because everybody wants a they. You know, everybody wants like, oh, they're planning. No, they're not. The vaccines and the masks are making people. I was just texting with my buddy in LA, because now it looks like his gym's not opening until like July, according to CNN. But I'm like, dude, CNN's lies. Gavin Newsom may be dead. Like, no one knows. It's all lies. And I was telling him, I'm like, you're the gym, dude. Bricks and mortar, branding, none of that. You are the gym. You're the lion tamer. You. Anywhere you go, it's in you. And he knows this shit. He's a legend. But I was telling him about how this all works, because LA is in it. I'm like, LA will stay in lockdown until people fear God more than death, which means forever. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because the people like Kung Fu Bear and my friend and many other people who fear God more than death are not going to stay locked down forever. The other people will. You guys have to understand, like, they're donkeys on Pleasure Island at this point. Like, there's people that they're dying. Guys, do you know how many millions of Americans, this is going to blow your mind, how many millions of Americans are glued to their TV dying? LA will be locked down for a while. I'm loving it. Yeah. Kung Fu Bear crushes. They're dying for a vaccine. See, people like us don't realize that. It's almost like the new iPhone coming out. Imagine thinking they're going to force the iPhone on you. It's exactly the same thing. And if they say you have to get a vaccine to work at a job or go to a school, you don't want to be there. They just did you a favor. Begging for a vaccine. Right. So that's why when you're watching this media, which you shouldn't be doing anyway, but, and it's all like, oh, the vaccine's coming. Everybody needs a vaccine before opening up. Like, they're not doing that to scare you. They're doing that to entice and milk all the people who are dying for the vaccine. It's not even aimed at you. This is the funniest part. Because so many people are now contacting me about like, oh, dude, look at this. They're now, oh, like, perfect example. One second. Yeah, I'll read it. Like, one of my friends sent me this. Team Kentucky, bedroom inspections, week of April 27th, grades K through 8. As part of the Kentucky Department of Education effort to maintain a healthy learning environment and a comprehensive education during COVID-19, the governor, Andrew Beshear, has authorized Kentucky teachers to make in-home visits with parental approval. Teachers will inspect the bedroom of each student. Okay, this will spiral people. Guys, with parental approval, this isn't being done to people. They're begging for it. A lot of these politicians, guys, I swear to God, a lot of these politicians are doing this stuff because of the people begging them to make them feel safe. Swear to God, it's going to be, just say no. They don't even, not only is it easy to just say no, it's a result of bedroom inspections. Right, but you missed the point, Coffee Roasting Bear. Do you need me to predict it by BB weeks ago? Yes. When it says parental consent, understand that they're not going door to door kicking in your door. There's no, that is not happening. You're not understanding the basic business model of the government. It's people that you probably don't spend any time together. So, yes, begging them to. Begging. They're like, you have to come inspect this room. When people understand that, I think they'll really see it. Most of the people I know who are in their 20s are rejecting this. Older people are being, yeah, it's also regional. It's where you live. Like Los Angeles, a lot of them are, ask Kung Fu Bear, they're begging, please give me a vaccine because they fear death more than God. That's the wheat chaff. And some people that don't even realize they believe in God. Like you believe in God if you fear, if you are not scared of dying, right? Like you, dogma and like crazy people have made a lot of people don't think they believe in God or a creator simply because of how they were raised with hypocrites. If right now you are not begging for a vaccine and wearing a mask, you believe in God. Because the people on this path, they can't die. It's like, boo, no warrant, no entry. Right? They're not coming, dude. They're not. And I don't know what else to tell you, but there is going to be food shortages, as I've been saying. I don't think it's going to be starvation level, but I think people are going to panic and spiral and all that stuff. But again, don't think of this little room with people controlling. Really understand how many people are like, please inspect my kid's room. Please give me a vaccine. Please slaughter all my animals for me. Please make it so I don't have to talk to my neighbors. Please make it so I never have to get married and have children. Take my children. Like, guys, it's crazy. And I can explain exactly why everybody does that. When you get really close to your children, it's powerful. You know? A lot of people stay detached. They don't love a woman. They don't love a family because something can happen to them. And that's the reality of life. And this is a thing that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but I'll tell you, that's my personality. I'm here for that. One of the reasons people stay at shoulder distance from their children is because they're scared of loving them too much, because then the fear comes in. You understand? You have to understand their gods. It's so important to understand God's role in all of this, because there's a reason why people keep an arm, like, go to school all day, Tommy. You know, then a day he's got to be in the office, you know. Do we want to talk about why? It's because of the pain. It's the same with a lot of womanizing men. They don't want to love a woman because they can leave them. That woman could hurt them. Am I scared to lose it? Exactly, dude. No one wants to say it because they don't even want to jinx it. They don't even want to bring it. But I'm telling you what it is. It's like people don't want to love because they can feel pain. This is all about pain avoidance, this entire thing. The reason, there's a lot of you that have had distant dads and abusive dads, and it's like, it's not because they hate you. It's because they didn't have God. It's completely logical what I'm saying. It's one of the reasons I forgive my father. Because it's like, if you don't have the grace of God in your life, I don't even know how you can handle that. Like, what, knowing that the future could be anything. And so when you're getting very, very close with your family, that's a reality. When you're getting very close to your food, that's a reality. Yes, they did not have God and were unable to beat their own trauma. Right. Right. And they hate the people for making them feel vulnerable again. A lot of times abused people, they grow up, and if they don't understand God's grace, they get angry at the people in their life. They're abusive because it's like, how dare you make me feel vulnerable again? How dare you make me feel scared like I was when I was a child? That's pretty intense, right? Help me forgive my father when I realize that. Yeah, dude, that's why. That's the reality of life. Clan churches are the future and should be as strong as families. Yes. That's why you can see, that's why I'm trying to get better at understanding the role of animals and all that stuff. Because I'm still clinging to the material. You know, I'm still like, I like this one. You must beat the stupidity of the mask with more stupidity. Just tell them you have lung issues. That's an option. I don't do that, but I understand why you do that. That's a good way to maintain in Babylon, like to be like, these are not the drones you're looking for or whatever. I get that. That's not evil or anything. I just try to not do that because unless it's absolutely necessary, unless it's like, hang on, what should I call me? Oh, it's Vox. I'll call him later. What time is it in Italy? God, he's a night owl. I have prayed that prayer many times. God, these children are yours. Some people don't have to see that because they keep their children at a distance. The Bear Clans just sounds right. Yeah, dude, we are the Bear Clan. Just tell them you are trying to get herd immunity. Yeah, totally. BB, I have a father who is an academic wizard type. I appreciate you helping me forgive him. Yeah, because when you hate him, you're just poisoning yourself. Look at Haiti. You know, someone, I can't remember what live stream is talking about Haiti being cursed. It's because they keep cursing everybody. I mean, that makes total sense to you. He's just calling to tell you I'm awesome. Nice, Lab Weasel. Same time as here, BB, 329. Nice. Scooter Bear. Christian churches have committed mass suicide. Hardly anyone knows. Yeah, but you're not, right. I see. No, you have a good point. Sorry, my train of thought, like, in the future, if I ever am like, no, and then I say something that doesn't contradict your point, just know it's not always easy for me to follow along on trains of thought with this many people. I've caught myself doing that. Like, what you just said is true, but I was about to be like, no, and then say something else, but both can exist at the same time. Christianity is having a rebirth. The churches, yeah, churches are in for a little ride, but they're going to keep their herd that are scared, that just want to be told they're the good boys. So just in the future, just overall, because I've caught myself doing that. Someone will say something, I'd be like, no, actually, and when I re-listen, I realize that it doesn't. They can both exist. So again, Harlem commits mass shootings every night. Is Harlem a guy? Harlem now is gentrified. It's all like wealthy Jews. Watching stream with my mom. She's awesome. Loves the stream. Hi, Mom. Good to see you. Is the best chat on the internet. Yes, and it's because of a lot of pain. Do you think there will be a real religious revival? There already is one. I don't know if I'd call it religious, but there's a mass awakening. Yes, absolutely. People are being forced out of another birth canal with truth. Eastern Orthodox legend told Turkey's president to leave Islam and come to Jesus. What a legend. Yeah, and see, and that's the thing. Even Muslims wouldn't even be offended by that. People respect people that just believe what they are. Like a Muslim, like, okay, me, E. Michael Jones, James True, would have a wonderful dinner. You have a non-denominational Christian, a diehard Catholic, and like a paganish God believe. I don't even know what James is, but he's just like all over there, right? I don't think it really is religion that, and we would sit around and laugh and talk all through the night. I think it's tolerance of pain. It's aperture. It's I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like third eye aperture. It's perception, fear levels. I don't know how else to say it. But like E. Michael Jones, who's as Catholic as a human being can possibly be. Then you have James True, who's all about like alchemy and stomping on the earth. And then you have me, who's like a Christian comedian kind of madman who just like pontificates and plays piano. From like a census, we couldn't be more different. You have, I don't know how old E. Michael Jones is. He could be 60s maybe. I don't know. You got James is probably 10 years older than me, I think. E. Michael Jones is a grandfather. James is single right now, divorced. I have a very young family. Like, none of us on paper does it appear. You know, James was in the Navy, but now he, like, really against the military. E. Michael Jones, like, super, like, crazy Catholic. I'm a comedian. And guys, EMJ is 75? Wow, what a legend. We would have an unbelievable dinner. Do you guys understand it yet? I mean, you get the Catholic thought. It's about truth. It's about commitment to aperture. It's about people that don't look away when something happens. You know, our take on COVID-19 is all different, but we all can see that we shouldn't cover our faces and squirt. You understand? And that's really what life is all about. And I'm not this, everyone's the same. Oh my God. I'm not like that at all. I'm telling you the truth. This is just reality. Where you can have, like, Steven Crowder and me are both tall Caucasians in entertainment who are Christian, roughly the same age. And I would not share a coffee with him if there was a gun to the back of my head. You know what I'm saying? It's very interesting stuff. What does the E in E. Michael Jones stand for? Excellent. His name is Excellent Michael Jones. I respect EMJ, even though he probably thinks Lutherans are retarded. No, see, the way he thinks isn't, he doesn't think Lutherans are retarded. He thinks that the Protestant Reformation was a looting operation against the Catholic Church. He doesn't hold it against you. Just like me, I think their Pope is an absurd man. And I think the Jesuits are a bunch of homos running around the world just trying to pump behind a dumpster. I think a lot of that is absurd. And yet I look at E. Michael Jones, and if he had a Sunday service, I would go to it. And we all know this is real. I don't even know how to describe this. But we all, like, as I'm speaking, you guys are probably just like, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's not Catholics I have a problem with. It's the real Holocaust of the 6 million Caucasians masked. Good one, Kung Fu Bear. Why is the absurd Pope, let's lose the fish head, eh? I don't even say the Pope. I say their Pope because I don't say like my papa. He's not my pimp. I can't stand the Pope. He's always tweeting globalism. He's always against their Pope. He's always against firearms. He's pro-mass immigration. He's terrified of COVID-19. It's insanity. So, man. BB, I'm going to be honest. Things are bad now, but they could always get worse. Things are good, but could always get better. And yet, I'm still crushing. You don't need to start with, I'm going to be honest, and then say something that's on a lesbian's mug. People are people. They suck or they crush. Exactly, West Side Bear. The Pope is a retard. Their Pope is a retard. Yeah. It's not my father. He's not my papa. Pope is a massive shithead with a fish hat. Yes. But that doesn't take away from E. Michael Jones one bit. In fact, here's the next level. I respect his commitment to his Pope. I mean, this is going to make people that are operating on a low vibration not understand that. I'm like, if you're going to be a Catholic, be a Catholic. Don't be it to fit in. Like, he believes it. He's in. That makes me trust him. This is what people don't understand. It's like there is no magic sentence. Oh, well, if you say this, if you're like, oh, I'm a Trinitarian, non-denominational Methodist, oh, okay, you're the right one. Come on in. No. If you're going to be Catholic, be Catholic. I have more respect for a Catholic that I know E. Michael Jones criticizes his Pope and, you know, has issues and all that, but it's just like, I like that he commits to his people. Some of the people I respect the most in the world are Muslim and Mormon. And it's because they're committed to it. They're like this, you know, the Mormons are like, we will get to Missouri. I'm like, guys, you can take a plane. All right. The lesbian mug theme has potential. Thank you. Yeah, I just kind of slipped in one of the funniest things of the stream and didn't even address it. The Catholic Church has been through worse times in their current Pope. I'm sure it's about the people. The Constitution is the people. E. Michael Jones being a good man has nothing to do with the Pope being a scumbag. Bingo, dude. Bingo. Imagine if people held me accountable for every foreign policy of America. It's very obvious, guys, how this all works. You have to, at this point, almost intentionally be trying to divide each other when you see it. Okay, as imagine just going to Syria right now, and they look at me and say, American. And I say, hey, guys, or Libya. Let's say Libya. And there's an open-air slave market because of what my elected government, and bear in mind, that's why they have elections, because it makes sure they put the blood on everybody's hands. So the majority of your country voted to bomb Gaddafi and kill him in the, you know, right? Imagine if that's me, if they put that on me. They're like, oh, Owen, you. Listen, I'm a smart person. I'm not going to Libya anytime soon, but that's not fair. That's not fair. I didn't do that to Libya. I didn't consent to it even when they were doing it. I thought it was absurd. Most people I know are like that. Just dear rest of the world, our politicians promise us a litany of things that would all make it less bomby and rapey in the world. And then they don't do any of it. And then so the rest of the world assumes it's because we desire it, because we vote for these criminals. That's why, you know, it's all a scam. And so so when you look at a Catholic, you say, imagine, like, I am an American. I'm a posterity American. Every war, we've been in a war every 18 months since, what, 18 something? Is that all on me and my kids? No, come on. I elect to withhold consent. Libby, slaves make your iPhone. If anyone cared, they would stop it right now. Right. Well, they care. They just don't have the pain tolerance. This is like a theme that I think people can really learn from. It's like people don't have the pain tolerance to not, like, so many people with masks, you know why they have masks on? It's because they just don't want to deal with the hassle. They're not terrified. They don't even have the calories to think it's stupid. They're just like, okay, fine. I'll just, whatever you need from me. That's the state of most people. And then there's a huge group that are just full of unending fear. But there's a good chunk of people that are like, well, what do you need me to do? It's not that they're lazy. They're exhausted. And I'm not defending them. But it's like, I have an iPhone. I'm telling you why I have an iPhone. I've thought about it. I wouldn't have the calories in the day right now. I've weighed this to get all the videos and screenshots and be able to listen to all the books and podcasts I do every day, to be able to do 4 hours of streams, to be able to pay off my debts, to be able to support my family. If I no longer had a cell phone and I had to do it all from my computer, that's also made in a factory in China. Like, okay, so then I'm just out. So I'm out now. So what do I do? You know, if you're forced to do that, that's one thing. But if you start playing purity tests, there's no way out. It's like, they know I don't have the calories to do that. What do? I hand write my stream every day and send 50,000 copies by mail to everybody. And then you have to be like, oh, the mail, that came from Christopher Columbus and everything he did. It's like, dude, you understand that that's fractal. You can apply that to anything. Don't look at people as that they want slavery and stuff. Look at them like, are they willing to do what's necessary? And I have a huge amount of calories compared to most people when it comes to morality. Huge. I'll hold out years with stuff that people would just throw away like that. You know, if you're not Amish now, dude, the Amish use roads made by the American government. Guys, you don't want to party with me on this level of logic. Having an incredibly high tolerance for pain, it turns out, is a choice. Yes. But then you also have to factor in every aspect of your life. Now, if we had massive communities where I didn't have to, with my wife, single-handedly pull a lot of this stuff out of the ground and do this ourselves, if we were like the Mormons that I love, if we had 80 cousins all working together, you can then be a little more picky and choosy. You know? It's like you pick your battles. Like, do I want to insist that my pregnant wife never gets to bake brownies because, like, I might walk by and eat them and then I go on a bender? No, you get it. Yeah, I want a pattern recognition off the Big Bear. I think not. Right. They do want it. Lesbian leaders prove it. Some want it. A lot want it. A lot are terrified and they want horror. But a lot don't. Who is they? You're not even being specific. I've dealt with Amish. They're hypocrites at times, just like everyone else. Everybody, even the great Illuminati Amish who have avoided all of it. The Mormons don't teach history, but it's a lie anyway. So good job, Mormons. Interesting. I mean, the Mormons obviously have some major faults, but it's neither here nor there. Quite a few churchians I know are waking up fast. There's always hope. There's hope for everybody. They're not even... It literally is just about community building. It's so many things. It's about not watching news or dirty movies. All right. Owen goes Frankenstein after 12 and kills the pan of... I do that sometimes. And I'm ashamed of it. It's their history. Dude, I respect the Mormons a lot. They teach their history. They don't care about what happened. If Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated and then... It's all so stupid anyway. They teach about their great-granddad Caleb... coming across, dude, they teach what actually matters to them. The Mormons are one of the only groups recording genealogy. Yep. All right, what do you guys want to hear? I've never seen more people being woke to stuff like vaccines. It's pretty much mainstream now. It makes me think vaccines are good. Hilarious, West Side Bear. I've had this similar thought. When you're as deep down the bear rabbit hole as us, you're like, wait a minute, the vaccines are so clearly poisonous now. Maybe they're the real answer. what if I told you they say, I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody knows my trouble. Our story instead of his story. Yeah, our story. Are you learning our story? No, I'm learning his story. Who's he? Satan? The Grambler? Reverse, like, dude, it's crossed my mind. I swear to God. I'm like, wait a minute. So why is it so obvious now that Bill Gates is a horror show? Dude, it's crossed my mind. I'm like, maybe the cure's in the vaccine after all. All right, almost found my food or just, yeah. His story equals history. Oh, my sweet wife's here.
I can only hang for a little bit.
Any questions for my sweet wife?
Can you get the boys?
Everybody really likes to hear from Amy. That's why I encourage it. Hey,
you're glad you don't discourage it.
Let mama talk, buddy. Let mama talk. But people still don't believe it's bad. Oh, a lot do. BB, they need us to revolt violently. No, they don't. There's no they. Guys, it's us. Revolting. Revelation, not revolution. Revolution means you circle right back to where you start. You want to scare like 300 million people with a bunch of guns and bombs? What do you think they're going to do? You think a mask? It's good. You think their mask is a mask now? Wait till that happens. You want to talk about the creation of the United Nations and how much blood that required? All right. You
guys. I have to go, like, very soon. So.
All right. How can I fight work on mandatory mask policy? Ask Amy. She has a bit more practical view of the world. I can have some of my high and mighty ideas because, you know, I've really been through the ringer, and I don't always recommend that for everybody. If you're...
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
I got a golf club.
You got a golf club, buddy? I had weapons all over the house.
This is Walter.
Oh, it's Walter's golf club? Nice.
I got a golf club, Bears.
To act was a great theme via Amy that one time. Yes, she'll have an answer. Her answer will be better than mine. I promise you it will. Because mine is like, burn it, then burn it, all of it. And I have enough understanding that that isn't. All right, so what should someone do if they have to wear a mask at work?
If you have to, ask what would happen if you don't. And then
Someone said pre-existing medical condition, claim HIPAA law, walk away. That's good. That's real good, Riffin Bear.
I feel like there has to be a way around it that doesn't have to necessarily involve a lie.
No, but it's not a lie. This is what you say. You say, my body is very, because this isn't a lie. Everyone's body, guys. My body is very sensitive to increases in carbon dioxide. That's what a mask does. A mask is basically breathing in and out of a paper bag when you're hyperventilating. So don't lie. Don't say you have asthma if you don't, but say, I get very dizzy and weak with increased carbon dioxide. So that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, that's a great way.
My body, my choice. Yeah, but all that's propaganda. They don't care. You got to do it with you got to put the legal liability on them. HIPAA violation. I like it. Make it out of cheesecloth or just wear the grabber mask. They legally can't ask you to prove about breathing. Hang on. They legally can't ask you to prove about breathing health. Want to know what I, like, see, this is who you're talking to with me. This is why she has better advice. I was in this program called PEGS in, like, fourth grade. Program for Educated Gifted Students. And I lasted about a week because I just laid down on the ground. I can't remember the details exactly, but they're like, Owen, you have to sit in a chair. And I'm like, I'm swimming. I was very creative. And I thought it was the program for educated gifted students. I didn't know that I was in some sort of gulag. Oh, and by the way, my IQ, by far the highest of the whole group. I thought I was a bunch of slackers. But yet they had to, all right, so anyway, I'm like, I'm swimming. And they're like, this is the floor, you can't swim. And I said, really? And so I spent the rest of the class doing a backstroke on the ground. And they kept saying, Owen, sit in your seat. I'm like, I'm swimming. And I wouldn't break. And then they kicked me out of that gifted student. And I had to go into the brown reading group for the retards. I was the highest IQ of the entire grade by far. Like, not even close. And then I had to go with the short bus kids. True Wizard Slayer, these contracts are the underworld. Yeah. I got big brain BB. Right, but it obviously didn't help me. Brown group? Yeah, it's the retard class. I was put in a retard class. Yes. And I was like, test-wise, this is the very interesting thing about the whole thing. And it was like, you're not swimming. I'm like, this is swimming. And I thought that they were going to be so excited about what I was showing everybody, where it's like, you don't need water to swim. I'm swimming right now on the ground. And it's like, no. So I will ride that thing right to the short bus. And so if you're willing to do that, listen to me. I had a few short bus kid classes because I would do a lot of different, right? And if I wasn't like that, I'd wear a mask right now, probably like a retard. Like, I wouldn't let them break me. They wouldn't, they're like sitting in a chair. I'm like, why? I can listen better. I didn't say it at the time because I was very sweet and nice then. I was like, looking back, I should have been like, I'm smarter than all these retards. Maybe they should follow me and not you. Lying on the ground is more relaxing. I can absorb more through my ears. Oh, you're such a bad student. No, I wasn't a bad student. I was making very valid points. Was the brown group because of poopy pants? Probably. Who knows? The only time Owen was banned me was YouTube. He batted 1,000. The only time Owen has banned me was on YouTube. He batted 1,000. I don't know what you're trying to say with that. Short bus saved me. I never rode on a bus. My mommy walked me to school every day. And call her a cunt and kick her in the pussy. That's too aggressive. I'm smarter than all these walking broccolis. Yeah, but it's not even that I'm smarter. now I know so much about the world that I don't even think I'm smarter than people. When it came to logical deduction of pattern recognition, I was, but there's a million things that I'm not good at. And here's the irony. I'm smart enough to know that I'm not smarter than everybody because I can see the patterns now. But as far as achievement, I mean, it was not even close. It was like I was Barry Bonds playing the fucking Brown Reading Group and Home Run Derby. Like, I remember, like, kids were having a hard time counting to five, and I could theoretically have counted to billions. Yes, you were smarter at that thing. And here's the thing. I'm not being one of these cultural, oh, it's because of our culture. If the bike thief gets a better test. No, I get it. I have very, very fast processor speed. That is, we all have a mind that can contribute in ways that I can't possibly imagine. I can hyper-focus on things. That also makes me very, very bad at, I could easily be one of these omegas in the woods, possibly. Like if I wasn't so goddamn charismatic, if I didn't have such a handsome beard, I wouldn't have a woman just, you know, keeping everything sorted. I could easily be like, it doesn't matter. And that's not smart, what I'm capable of. To say, paying bills doesn't matter. In my mind, it doesn't. Long term, if you're looking in terms of thousands of years, it doesn't. But it's like, it does. All right. That's why, so my recommendation is use HIPAA or whatever. You were crushing on the squirt bus. It wasn't the squirt bus, Titty Bear. I never had to ride the bus, but it was like the group of kids that was on that bus. Tyrone and Darnell are just as smart as any Chinaman. That's not what I'm saying, Nelson Mandela. That's what's made some of these psyops so unbelievably brilliant. It's like, I really do see how people can get along, and I really do see how everybody has a mind that's brilliant in their own way. And they've set it up with such absurdity that it's almost impossible to explain now. Because when I say stuff like that, people are like, all they think about is affirmative action and all the nonsense that is so fake and absurd that Tyrone and Shaniqua are just, on average, going to score as well as Ming on all the tests that run our society. But here's the thing. Our society sucks. The retired bus is actually the long bus, gravy. Yeah, it's exactly upside down. Nobody knows my trouble, sure. Nobody knows about my trouble. Oh, and by the way, my intelligence is one of the reasons that the Jew couldn't trick me. Because I watch as the Jew tricks all the Caucasians by saying how smart they are with their IQs. My IQ is orders of magnitude higher than the average grabber. And that's how I realized it was a lie. They're all so reliant on the Caucasian not being so much smarter than them that they can see through the bullshit. And then they want to censor the Caucasian who sees it. Because they're just expecting the Caucasian to go, oh, they're so smart, that's why they control Congress. It has nothing to do with the fact that they have underground networks to commit crimes. All right. Nobody knows about it. Like when people are like, oh, the grabber IQ is 117 on average. I'm like, mine's 147. I remember having a 117 IQ, and then I came out the birth canal. Bring me the grabber. Grabbers are afraid of high IQ. Yeah, because the high IQ can see through their crime. And then the high IQ can see they don't have a 117 IQ. They just lie all the time. The highest IQ in the world is Chinese, 104. Mine's 162. No one cares. That means you're probably in the woods right now, covered in filth. Like, I think the perfect IQ is in the 130s, 120s. Actually, it doesn't fucking matter. Morality is so much more important than IQ. Fact. It's just you have to be able to face the IQ stuff to get past a lie, to get past that lie. Please tell Gavin this, Anvil. He's fine. He likes grab. He lives in the city. He's around the urban Amish, I think. I think that's why he's fond of the grabber. I don't think he's around like the ADL types very much. I think he's referring to the urban Amish. And to be honest, the urban Amish have been impressing me a little bit lately. I think a lot of them have filthy traditions, but I mean, I respect anybody that goes to their dad's funeral despite what Cuomo says. I don't give a shit how long your stupid sideburns are or how you're hoarding, you know, black market toilet paper. If you go to your dad's funeral and stare down these absurd orders, you got my respect, urban Amish grabber. All right. Nobody knows about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Except for my baby and me. I was raised a cowboy. Way down west in New Mexico. Times are tough, I had to let it go. We moved to town, but they couldn't move it out of me. Way down in my blood. Thicker than anyone understood. Nobody thought that I ever would be away from the trouble in me. I've been carrying my trouble in the pack strapped to my shoulder. Ever since I was a baby, I've been running from everything I know. Don't tell me about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Except for my baby and me. Well, it didn't take too long for the pills in the bottom of the bottle to dig a deep grave with a shovel. And now I found me a guitar one lonely night in a border town. My thoughts, I started to write them down, but they wouldn't stay away from me. I've been carrying my trouble in the pack strapped to my shoulder. Ever since I was a baby, I've been running from everything I know. Don't tell me about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Nobody knows about my trouble. Except for my baby and me. Okay, here's a sign of my IQ. And this is all very hilarious, but whatever. As I'm playing that song, I'm deeply thinking about IQ, and I'm reading the chat all at the same time. And if you want to understand it, like, I know that you can just be like, oh, Owen's not. I was just doing that, and I came up with a very interesting idea. The reason IQ doesn't matter as much as people think, and I know that's going to make Stefan Molyneux squirt himself into an oblivion, is because I think they do to high IQ people what they do to firefighters during 9/11, nurses right now, pit and pedestal. So you're either like praised or ostracized because you're so smart. And I think it's to freeze you, because I think the real threat to the ruling elite is when high IQ people stop thinking they're either awesome or terrible, and they start mingling with the general population, because then they realize they ain't so smart. They're really, really good at pattern recognition and big conceptual things, seeing the future a little bit, predictions, being able to play any song by Pink Floyd by ear. Okay, if you don't have other types of minds in your life, you're going to starve to death. Like, it's like, look at, like, Eric Weinstein is one of the biggest slaves I know. Paralysis is a very common result of trauma. Right. So it's like, they'll take someone like me and they'll either pedestal me or put me in the pit because of my IQ. Because my IQ, when you put it with people that have other talents, I don't have talents with a million things that are extremely necessary to survive. If you put me just alone without bears and family and friends and relatives, I would just be scribbling in a notebook with like a beard to my toes. You need to balance it out. And so when you're on the pedestal, that's why academia is so diseased, because they're so the pit, too much truth, right? So many of you guys are really smart and you've been put in the pit for seeing things that other people didn't see, or they tried to pedestalize you so that you couldn't admit to what you see. You understand? It's fascinating. So it's like when they put you on the pedestal, academia, this is the problem with my father. And this is why I forgive him, because I understand it. Extremely high IQ, full scholarship from a working class family to Northwestern for violin and public speech and all this stuff, becomes extremely worshipped as an academic and a wizard. So at that point, he can't go back, because he would have to give up all his prestige. Prestige is a shackle. So then you have the other side. You have like the Unabomber, who's writing down exactly what's coming in the future. Like, this is, the internet is going to do all these things. He probably didn't even send bombs, guys. He was probably just this, like, I don't believe for a second that Ted Kaczynski was sending bombs to people. But that guy was off grid. Like, guys, I trust me on this. I'm really smart. This is what's coming. So they put him in the pit. So you got my dad on the pedestal. My dad's IQ is probably similar to Ted Kaczynski's or whatever his name was. And then you got the pit and the pedestal. That's how they control. We need a Unabomber. No, a Unabomber. There's no chance he was sending bombs. I don't know why people can't see that. Doesn't line up at all with his motivations. Isn't it the memorizing of crude academia, sports, and outdoors? Put the smart guy in the pit. Or the pedestal. The pedestal is just as abusive. Where you say, you are, Neil deGrasse Tyson can never come clean. You can look at that meth addicts tree fort called the LEM. You can look at any of this stuff. And he can never say that didn't go to the moon. That's slavery. And people are so inundated with envy because of money and fame and shit. Because and again, this all goes back to sex. If you remove sex from the equation in a man's life, fame doesn't get you very far. It gets you sex. It gets you restaurant. You get to go to nice restaurants. All that stuff gets you more sex. Once you exclude that from your desires, it's not something you want. Interesting. Peter Pedestal, yeah. So pedestal is arguably worse than the pit. Yeah, because it's public. The pit, you can just kind of disappear and just, you know, write manifestos and shit. No pit, no pedestal, stay grounded. Right. I mean, obviously that's the move. They have invisible chains, unlike us field niggers. Right, we got real ones. BB, do you ever see a breakdown of the movie The Prestige? I should. It's fast. It's perfect wizardry. And Owen in a room with a beard to his toes writing in a notebook about the life he has now. Meta. Right. Meta. Fame gets you not much, and once sex isn't interesting to you anymore, fame is a total nightmare. Dude, nightmare. That's why half these guys become homos. Ask Jordy Peterson about the pedestal. Right. See, that's the thing is, so many of these people, Jordan was never a good guy. He was working for Podesta at the UN and stuff. He's a piece of shit, like before all that stuff. I think it was all planned. But I can tell you about my father. My father is really smart, and he's got COVID tests. He won't leave the house. He's terrified. He listens to everything Fauci says, and it makes no sense. If squirt boy Stephen Molyneux, and I respect the guy in a way, but he's clearly constantly squirting. If he really thinks IQ is the savior of man, and that it's all about mass IQ levels, he's out of his fucking mind. My dad's IQ is higher than Stephen Molyneux's. My dad, Stephen Molyneux, is a more moral man. He's more sane, you know. But I'm telling you, IQ doesn't get you anything. It can make you construct your own hell. And it's because of how people worship you. It's better to be in the pit as someone who's still a little in the pit. I have my people, but I'm considered the pit. You know, we can rejoice in my Wikipedia and laugh at it. I'm an embarrassment to a lot of people that used to hang out with me. I'll tell you, I've been on the pedestal and I burned it to go to the pit. And now in my life, I'm very just grounded. I'm not pit, but if you were to gun to head, pit or pedestal, I'm pit. That's the globalist technocrat playbook anyway. Stephen, who's just trying to squirt. He doesn't see, I don't think he sees it, but I think it's because of his pedestal. You know, I think he's got so good at the science game, like science. Because the Savior, when you're not a Christian or you're not a believer, the Savior, even if you hate the state, his Savior is banking. His Savior is science and logic. Guys, science is way more deadly than governments. Than just a government. A standard government is not even close to as deadly as science. If you really did a study of how many, guys, hospitals kill 350,000 Americans a year, and that's what they report. And that's not sick people, that's medical mistakes. If you were a serial killer, you would just be a doctor. So it's like, bears knock pedestals, right. My brother-in-law is doing an online degree from a New York university, and they are claiming a bunch of professors are dead. I mean, it's madness. No one can name anyone. The only people, I've gotten tons of emails from people like, I can name people who've died of COVID-19. And then they go on, I read it, and it's like, yeah, this one killed themselves, or this one had cancer. This one went in for pneumonia. Like, it's all fake. And I know, and I respect Paul from Pockets of the Future, who says that he had coronavirus. Maybe he did. I don't know. He had a good point that, like, you can't verify anything outside of your life. He thinks he had. He had shortness of breath, and it didn't feel anything like the flu. I'm not saying he didn't have something like that. When I say it's a fraud, I'm saying that, I mean, it's just blatantly a fraud. I don't know what he went through. I'm not denying what he had, but it just, what I'm denying is coronavirus is an invented brand that doesn't mean anything. So he didn't have coronavirus, and I'm not denying his illness and what it was and all that. If you test for coronavirus, all one word, lowercase, it isn't reflective of anything you've been through, because it is a, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I respect the guy. And I know what he's saying, that people can hear a narrative and be like, oh, you didn't have that shit. It's just like the narrative of coronavirus isn't real. That's all I'm saying. But maybe he had some shit. I don't know. The idea of coronavirus is fake, right? That's why they do it all one word. Virus is a word. So coronavirus, one word, is a noun. Coronavirus. And virus itself isn't what people think. So it's like, I had shortness of breath this year, and I had a mild panic attack because of it. I couldn't catch my breath. I don't know what that is. Maybe there's some weird energy in the world, and it makes people spiral and attach themselves to ventilators and die. I don't know. But it isn't coronavirus. Corona, I think, is just ascension symptoms. I don't know what it is. But what... This is what I don't think he understands, and I don't care. I'll delete your comments. I'm not even allowed on YouTube, so I can't even comment, so it doesn't matter. But here's the thing. I respect the guy. I'm not trying to start beef. Maybe this will help clarify. Although I will say that I don't think he cares, which is fine. He's like, don't tell me. I don't care. I'm fine. I'm fine, dude. I get it. But just to work through this thought, because I know we have some people watched both of our channels, the narrative of coronavirus isn't real. So because he had something that resembled it, and it was this year, and it didn't feel anything like the flu, and it was, he couldn't catch his breath, and a lot of that doesn't mean anything, because the coronavirus is it's an incantation. It's a spell. That's all I'm saying. Steph disappointed me. He tried to capitalize on the coronavirus hoax. Here's the thing. He may have believed it because he's a squirt boy. I can see it in his eyes. He's full of fear. He squirts. When people are full of fear and squirts, exactly, just misdiagnosis, or it's just coronavirus is a spell. It's like saying, like, I experienced this. Okay? Like, the logic is so bad that you're going to take the narrative from mainstream media, globalist elite. It's called the coronavirus, which is something they can test that your body makes in response to something else. Okay, that's so detached from any reality or logic that it's not even worth trying to work through. People should be more concerned about feeding themselves. It hurts. I loved that man. You can still love him. Just understand he squirts. On some level, I don't know if it's out of his dick, but something about him is a squirt boy. He thinks we went to the moon. Why would you listen to a goddamn thing he says? If someone at this point thinks we went to the moon after looking at the LEM and listening to people say that in a pure vacuum, they stuck their finger through tinfoil and then they didn't go back for 55 years, it's like, you can't listen to anything they say. Like, you think he chases clicks? I think he has a pedestal thing going on. I think that he, without God, guys, atheists are fucked. Like, James True's not an atheist. He's just got a cosmology that just keeps evolving, and it's based around, like, Earth and shit. That's not, he believes in a creator. You know, he's just like, he's in that zone of just coming up with theories every day. And a lot of it is like, it sparks my imagination and helps me think so much that I'm really loving his streams. And like, he'll even say something like, Lucifer wants us to take the torch, because then we'll grow. And it doesn't trigger me at all, because he's not Luciferian. He's working through the idea of how bad things can happen in a good world. He's trying to understand. This is my take. I could be wrong. Like, I'll hear Steven Crowder, and I'll think, that guy's a Luciferian. That guy, like, his vibration is terrible. And then I'll listen to James, and I'm like, I hear a guy who's trying to figure out how he can still love his big brother, even though his big brother beat him up and stole money from him and did all these false flags and dropped Building 7. It's like, he's trying to, like, see the good in it because just the bad is so fucking terrifyingly despair-heavy. James powers up my Christianity. Me too, 100%, because it's truth. Dude, guys, like, I'm really against Lucifer. But when I hear James being like, Lucifer wants you to just, like, grow and grab the torch, I know what he's saying. I know exactly what he's saying. He's saying to grow, you have to get to a point where you jump out of the nest. I don't see Lucifer like that, but that's absolutely fine. Atheism is high IQ with a stunted imagination. Atheism is hell, dude. Atheism means that you are defined by science. You're defined by the constant, never-ending drone of mainstream media, the government, and people in lab coats. James True seems like he's lost. No, he seems like he's dealing with pain. It's because of his aperture, I think. I think he's been through a lot in his life. And I think he's working through it. I think it's almost like seeing a dude just who's been through a lot of shit and is trying to work through it. Just like all of us. You know? Every one of us has an element of trying to work through a lot of shit. Because this is the first year I've been estranged from my dad. Like, I don't talk about a lot of this stuff because it's like, it's not important. I mean, we're crushing. James True is on the journey. Yes. And he doesn't hesitate to look anything in the fucking eye. And that's what I love about him. Same with E. Michael Jones. E. Michael Jones and James True couldn't be more different in cosmology. And James texted me. He was like, man, that was a great podcast. E. Michael Jones is fucking awesome. And he's not like... If people don't understand it, it's almost impossible to explain. Where it's like, oh, right answer, Catholicism. That means everyone in this church loves hanging out. That's so fucking, that's such bullshit. Pain builds strength, right. My disagreement is it's not even a disagreement. Maybe I'll just have him on this week if he's down and we'll just work through it. But they're not intending to carry out God's plan. They're not, I get what he's saying. He's saying on a level they're working for God, but everybody's working for God. They're not trying to wake us up by dropping Building 7. I don't know why that happened, but like, they're not like, I mean, they're grabbers. I don't know how else to say. EMJ's next level strength is tolerance to pain. Yes, yes. Holding conflicting ideas in the mind at the same time. Right, some people can't do it. They can't do it. And I get it. It's not like, it doesn't make you bad. I can't pay my bills, guys. I had a business manager that I gave 5% of all my income. Guys, I'm a cripple when it comes to dealing with paperwork and taxes. And guys, I can't pay my bills. I wife, Jews, you know what I'm saying? What about Building 6? Yes. Oh, 6 is interesting. What is the difference between an agnostic? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I can't pay my bills, guys. So every time I feel high and mighty, which is a lot, you know, it's like, yeah, I can hold 80 fucking, I can hold a million contradicting things in my mind and sift through them and algorithmically put them together in this beautiful weaving mishmash. Like I do music, like just... Guys, I can't, like, if it wasn't for my wife and a series of Jews, I would probably be a homeless person. But that's the thing. I know how to delineate, but I mean, maybe I could learn. Maybe what I would probably do is have no bills. It causes, like, pain, like serious pain. Like when I'm like if I'm talking to an insurance company on the phone and they put me on hold and stuff, I'm like, you fucking bitch. The Pentagon crash, right? You can probably pay an eighth of the bills. Dude, I'm terrible. I'm fucking... guys, it's like not even funny. I'm like... if it's not auto pay or something, I get so like interacting with the beast on like calls and forms and shit. It's so foreign to me that I would have a better time playing like horse polo, like fucking. Sign of true intelligence is being able to entertain an idea you don't believe. Yeah, or just have multiple ideas simultaneously going layers. But then if I'm like, dude, okay, imagine being me, okay? I'm 39 years old. And they say, what's your current employment? And then they say, list your last three employers. I mean, the last time I filled out a form, I listed Koji's Sushi and Shabu Shabu, busboy, 2003 to 2006. And they said phone. I said closed. This is in like 2018. It's like, what have you done since then? Self. When I say I can't fill out forms, I can't fill out forms, guys. They're like, list, like, what's your range of income? I'm like, negative to a million. Like, what? I don't know what you're saying. In the last 5 years, what's your average income? Well, 1 year I made $600,000. The next year I made $5,000. The year after that, it's like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? It's like, what do you do for a living? Well, self. I like to write NA. Yeah, but then that's just the beginning. When they're like, have you ever fucking, I'm like, what kind of a question is that? I'm still swimming on the 4BB. Yeah, and when I say I'm bad at this, it's not that I'm like, I think it's beneath me. I don't understand what they're asking of me. When they're like, well, what is, do you know how many passcodes I don't know? That's why fucking Cottington Bear is in charge of all that. When they're like, well, what was your passcode? And I type it in, they're like, oh no, you can't, no, that's not it. So I try to change it. They're like, oh no, you've used that one already in the last year. I'm like, I try to use another one. They're like, oh no, that's just too weak. They just say weak. It's not strong, it's weak. I'm like, it's fucking like 80 symbols. Like, how am I supposed, this is what got me in this mess. I have to say something that I know so I remember. And they're like, no, this is too weak. I'm like, why, know it's weak? This is all fucking weak. And then they're like, oh, we'll send you a code so that you can get in your email because you logged in on a different computer. And then I'm like, well, I don't have a phone on me. They're like, well, fuck you. And then I turn on my phone and then it's just like, oh, you need new software. And I have to wait. Just like. And then it comes up and I plug it in and it's like, oh no, it expired. And I'm like, this is literally madness. And so I need people in my life that can just calmly go through it, where it's like, that's why I always say, can you talk to these people for me? And people are like, well, why? I'm like, because I don't know where it will go if I do. You know, like, imagine if, like, okay, I could kick off PayPal if I didn't have my wife. Like, what do I do? Do I just call them and be like, hey, put the graveler on? It's like, what do you mean? I'm like, Peter Thiel, I was supposed to go to a dinner with that little fucking homo. It's like, what? I'm like, the man who owns your company. It's like, these levels don't work with dudes like me. There is no way I handle this. I'm like, I am aware of Peter Thiel. The graveler, Eric Weinstein, invited me to a dinner with Peter Thiel. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, he sells baby blood? He buys baby blood and sells it. True story, by the way. It's like, what? I'm like, this is PayPal, ain't it? I can't talk to corporations. I'm like, bring me to your king. And they're like, who? I'm like, Peter Thiel, the homosexual. The grabber. And so I live in a world that does not operate like that to a point where it causes so much stress. Like, I'd literally rather be arrested. I would understand being processed in a jail and be like, oh, these are my clothes. These are my buddies. All right, let's get a tribe. Like, immediately. I'm like, well, turns out I got a tattoo on my face and these are now my brothers. And we're about to start a fucking war. You know, I'm a warlord now. But like, if I'm just calling Capital One, like, what do I, the stream just made my day. It's so true though. I'm like, and that's why people come to me and I'm like, this is what matters. Soil, love, water. And it's so true. That's why I can create this fucking beautiful world with God's blessing. But it's just like, these are my algorithms. I can't function in the world as it is. Just imagine me when they're just like, previous employer. What is your employment? How much is your income? What's your average income per month? Average income per month? It's range between zero and a million. What? You're the one who asked. And then I get upset that they ask me and then they act surprised. Like my life isn't, you can't do it, you know? You're saying so many true things. Guys, hand to God, prison makes more sense to me than forms. I'm like, this is my room. This is the guy that brings me dinner. This is my new buddy. Just average it over the last 15. Stop. Okay, how do you average zero in a million? So I say I make 500,000 a month. That none of it makes any sense. Average in the last 15 years. Okay, so it's like, oh, well, this is when I was attacked by the ADL. And then here I was in debt. And then, oh, this is when I just fucking started panning for gold. It's like, okay, what am I? Am I a comedian? Am I, like, that's why I'm so insistent. Like, I'm a comedian. It's like, what are you? Well, I'm a warlord, comedian, peace lord, bard. It's like, what? I'm like, are you a YouTuber? No, the Grabber got me. I'm a D-liver. Is that a verb yet? I don't think that's a verb yet. What is a D-liver? I'm not going to say I'm a YouTuber because the Grabbers kicked me off. What is a Grabber? It's a type of Jew, but when you say Jew, they really kick you off. It's like, you got to get out of the bank. Well, I'm here because my bank doesn't work because it was attached to PayPal. Because Peter Thiel, the homo, is playing games. It's like, he's not in charge of any of this. This is all just algorithmic. I'm like, I know, this is hell. This is a living hell. And then you go into a doctor's office, it's like, you're a farmer. Yeah, it just, none of it makes any sense. Now the Grabber got me. Yeah. So when I first was saying that, this is why I'm like really explaining it, because I could tell some people didn't understand what I was saying. I'm like, I can't pay bills. And it's like, and I get so, I the system is so broken that it's almost hard to navigate when you're like, well, you know, and they're like, well, we can't directly do direct deposit unless you do. And it's like, well, so what do you want me to do? It's like, what do you mean? I'm like, do I just keep talking to you like you have authority? It's insane. One sounds like Sheldon. No, I'm a free man. I'm a free man is what I sound like, Scooter Bear. Doctors' lobbies are engineered for submission. Right, that's why I pace. See, this is the thing. This is why I don't... I thank God for Amy. If I have to go to a doctor's appointment, I stand or I pace. People are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what's wrong with you? Have you guys not read Maldini's work, whatever that guy's name is? It's like, the waiting room is where you submit to the next level. This is all our, it's all by design. And I'm cool. I want to go to the doctor, but I'm not going to sit. You're making everyone uncomfortable. They're making me uncomfortable. Okay, this is odd. I know. Why would you sit? You're going to a doctor's appointment. Do you know one of the most deadly things you can do in the world? Sit. Want to know what's really good for your body? Pacing. Why wouldn't you stand up and at least talk? Well, I mean, there's a waiting room. You're going to a doctor's office. Pace. But then they'll think you're angry. I think they're insane for sitting on their ass for 45 minutes waiting to go in because they have something wrong with their body. Do you know what that does to your back and your ass and all this shit? It's like, what the fuck is wrong? And no, I'm not going to submit. And they're like, then Amy's like, you can wait in the car. I'm like, okay, I'll wait in the car. Makes a lot. Yeah, and I have a great relationship with doctors and stuff. Like, once I get in, it's fine. I won't do mind control shit. Oh, how dare you? Guys, it's a science. My dad taught it. A waiting room, and then you go out and you bring them something. Would you like some water or coffee? Say no. Why? Because it's the law of reciprocity. Again, this is why people like me need other types of people, or else I can't function. Do you want water or coffee? No. Really? You sure? I know what you're up to. Why? Because when you give something, the person is then obligated to give something back. And since I don't have water or coffee, it will be in the negotiation process. It's an electrical exchange. Isn't that right, Tammy? Why won't you sit down? You know why I won't sit down. And guys, it works. This is one reason why I was always so successful. If you sit and take their coffee, they know. If they're late, leave. And guys, this is some high level shit. I know, but it's also like, it's, it, if you're negotiating a big contract or something, or if you're like in hard politics, like I get what Trump does. I get it. It's like, don't sit. You know, don't like, dude, you can, the science of the handshake is insane. You guys get coffee? No, no coffee. Don't take a fucking thing from them. Because it, you don't have control over it. Once you do that, or this is something else you can do. I was playing around with this a little bit, but it's best just not to take anything. And is say, I would like a coffee and a water and some nuts. It's like, oh, I'll check and see if we have nuts. Thank you. And the coffee and the water. That anything that alters the cadence. Oh, yeah, dude, Kung Fu Bear gets it. I reverse it sometimes and take the most I can. Right, right. The key is not to just go with the algorithm of, like, water or coffee. Oh, I would like a water, please. Or I would like a coffee. Is it okay if we don't have creamer? Yes, that's okay. You're already compliant. No, say, I'll take water, coffee, and some nuts, please. Oh, we don't have nuts. Then I don't want anything. Just alternate it. With ice. Yeah, with ice. He's running a little weight. Is it okay? Yeah, as long as you, if you don't mind, I have a few. Dude, it's real. It's like, but my pants are a little uncomfortable. I'm just going to go ahead and take those off. BB, is the idea that childbirth is incredibly dangerous grabbles? Yes, yes, it's all grabbled. They said 1 in 4 women died in childbirth. That's fucking retarded. The thing that was killing a lot of women in childbirth briefly was doctors. Claim your space, yeah. I only drink distilled water. Yeah, you can do that. Just say, oh, I'm sorry, I only drink distilled water. They go, we can get distilled water from downstairs. What floor? 6? Nice try, Tina. Why don't you get the fuck out of here? All right. Well, I know what always helped me with contract negotiations is when I'd walk through the offices of networks and agencies, all the assistants would be like, oh, when? Because I was more famous than the stars because they'd all go see me at the improv. And then we'd hang after and have beers. So, like, the whole line of CAA agents would be like, oh, when? Yo, Owen, because they saw me physically do stand-up and control an audience. So I would have more clout than literally Brad Pitt because he's just a short retard. These are the things that no one teaches anybody. Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not a... Yeah, dude. Empires, wars are won and lost and fought. And it's won and lost based on assistance. Janitors, the driver. Fuck, dude, the CEOs and the kings and all that, they don't mean shit. I learned that when I would have interactions with PayPal. Bring me to Peter Thiel. Who's Peter Thiel? The one who signed your checks. Hello, is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Whoa, Owen was in the wizard world? Yeah, you're still in the wizard world. You just don't know it. Would you like me to educate you? Is there anyone? When you pay your electric bill, you're in the wizard world. Come on now. I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain. Get you on your feet again. I was just high level at it. But that makes me, it's not a good thing. When I say high level, I don't mean that that's good. Relax. I need some information first. That's my song. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain. You are receding. A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. I was be no more. But you may feel a little sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working good. That'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. This song is so good. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse. Said I was disappointed when I heard CCR was from California. Here's the next level. Fuck it. Like what you like. Don't let them take the songs you don't like away from you, or the songs you like away from you because of people's backstories. You don't know shit about what that was. He could have been from fucking Bakersfield crushing. You don't know. Or he could have been a total CIA agent. Nobody knows. This is what you do. This is what you do. Like what you like. And don't let anybody say, oh, that's Tavistock. Fuck it. Well, they fucked up. Everyone's from God. Hell yeah, K.O. Bear. Ain't that the truth? Even the people at Tavistock. Exactly what, like what, yeah, yeah. Don't let them take what you like away from you. Just be aware. Where's my mino problem? No, that's not it. Caribbean. I can't remember the words, so I'm now Bob Dylan. He's there with the fish, and they tell me to swim, and it's happening. It's not there. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Let me open up. Let's have a little episode of Dear Big Bear. I always thought Bob Dylan was terrible and didn't get why anyone liked him. No homo. No homo. No homo bear. His name's No Homo Bear. That's really funny. Where is my gold? Dude, there's a good argument that gold is cursed. I think that's why Denmark Bear sent me a coin. He's trying to pass it on. Oh, look, a dumpster. I think silver is not cursed. Dear Big Bear, on an episode of Dear Big Bear. Well, what? I don't know. That's what James True said. Half the shit he says, I have no idea what he's talking about. Half the shit is like mind-blowing. Dear Big Bear, I am sending you a handwritten apology after realizing I did not include a reason for the shredded $150 pack in my gift box. I did not mean any disrespect and will explain now. You don't need to apologize for that. I just didn't understand it. The Department of the Treasury, Bureau of Engraving and Printing, the Fed, redeems partially destroyed or badly damaged fiat currency as a free public service. Laughing out loud. Thanks? So every year they handle approximately 30,000 claims valued at over $30 million. That's a lot of threes. Apparently the grabbers took this destroyed paper, packaged it up, and decided to sell it for $20. Amazing. Should be good kindling if you like, or just something to laugh at time to time. I might shoot it with a bullet. I also want to thank you for reminding me not all Jews are grabbers. I tend to forget that due to how many are. We all do. I hope you found the third bear in my box I sent as well. Thank you for everything you do, and God bless you and your beautiful family. Much love. Keep crushing. P.S. The pin I sent you in my box I thought would go well with your NASA shirt. Enjoy. Sincerely, Are You Kind Bear. Thank you, Are You Kind, and you are very kind. Let's continue on tonight's episode of Dear Big Bear. Oh, I just circumcised myself. My bad. Oh, shit, now I'm not going to get penis cancer. Guys, things have been a lot worse than COVID. They clipped about a billion dicks and said it so you didn't get dick cancer. Do you know how fucking stupid that is? Dick cancer. Have you known anyone to ever die of penis cancer? Guys, this is the Great Awakening. When I say, do you know anyone who's died of COVID-19? People are like, oh my God, whoa. Do you know anyone who died of dick cancer? No? Just like 90% of the chat has a clipped dick. Not, I'm guessing 90%. I don't know, there's some Europeans here. 80%? 80% of the dudes in this chat have a clipped dick because someone said you were going to get dick cancer. Okay, that's way crazier. You don't want to get old dick cancer, do you? Oh, God, no. Why? What happened? Well, I mean, everybody knows at least one guy who doesn't have a dick because of dick cancer. Really? No, no one knows anyone. That's insane. Wait, so then why did people clip all the dicks? Because they said it lowered the chances of penile cancer. Are you serious? Yeah. Yep. Clip here. Dude, most people are clipped. I know I go hard at circumcision. I make fun of the clip dicks and all that, but it's cathartic. People used to always make fun of my dick. Well, not really, because I have such a hammer on me, but they would try. All right, what is this? Victor. Yeah. Improved Milk Goats, a guide for breeders, dairymen, and exhibitions by Will Tewalt. Awesome. They clipped all the dicks, hence no cancer. Oh, okay. You better be joking. See, we cured all the cancer by clipping all the dicks. Guys, I think that guy's obviously joking. But it's like, Ellen DeGeneres has dick cancer, right? It's like, that's how fucking stupid most people are. I don't know if it's stupid or they just don't want to face any reality. But it's like, the reason that people aren't losing their dicks because of dick cancer is because all their dicks are clipped. Like, I could just run around punching people in the face and being like, good, now you're not going to get nose cancer. And then they're going to be thankful. And they're going to be like, man, I'm another year without nose cancer. I'm so glad that random fucking giant maniac just jacked me in the face at the line at Home Depot. It's like, what do you mean? Isn't that assault? No. Oh, and by the way, what I'm describing is less crazy. I'm so glad that giant maniac just fucking jacked me right in the nose at the line at Home Depot. Why? Because he informed me right after it's so I don't get nose and jaw cancer. What do you mean jaw cancer? He stood over me and just kept beating on my face. And so that's why I don't have jaw and nose cancer. Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, that guy saved my life. Wow, thanks, man. Okay, people are clipping off the tips of dicks and then being like, this is why we don't have dick cancer. Only dick for cleanliness. Imagine someone saying, oh, it's because of cleanliness. Well, do you wash your balls? What about under your balls? Do you have to cut off your balls? Because under the balls is more dirty than the head of your dick if you're uncircumcised. You know that, right? So do you stop when a grabber comes up with one of these and goes, I'm going to cut off your baby's balls? Why? Cleanliness. Guys, it's so fucking insane. It's like, oh, it's cleaner. Yeah, it's cleaner if you had a smooth genital area. You know, all the taint cancer. And of course, you know, just cut it all out. Just balls up. And that way, you're doing them a service. Don't you understand? Because no one likes sweaty, smelly balls. Mine has a gift certificate. Smegma. I'm dying laughing. Dude, it's so... And people still hold on to it. They're like, cleanliness, Big Bear. I'm like, so why not chop off the whole dick? If you chop off the dick, that'll end rape, guys. You won't have to clean your dick, and you'll never rape a girl if you just chop off your whole dick and balls. I mean, guys, it'll be so smooth and clean. I mean, it's so fucking dumb that people can't even see it because they've lived it. Smegma, right. Oh, it's smegma. Guys, as someone with an unclipped dick, there's no such thing as smegma. I've went camping for like 2 weeks, pulled out my hammer, took a piss. Oh, it's so gross. You're the one who pushed the smegma lie. You pull your skin back, take a look at that head of yours, check out your dick. What do you think's in there? Oh, it's smegma. It's kind of like COVID-19. No, there's nothing. That doesn't make any sense. That's fucking insane. You can go camping for a month. Your dick doesn't grow smegma. Smegma isn't a word. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. So why don't you just chop off your balls and your legs? Guys, athlete's foot. Athlete's foot. What the fuck is smegma? Everybody said smegma is like dick cheese that you get in the head of your dick if you don't cut off your dick. Oh, how dare you? This is what they sell. This is the fucking thing. This is my whole childhood. Oh, you don't want smegma? Come on, penis cancer. What? Ew, it does. It doesn't exist. That's fucking retarded. The same people will... it's just insane. It's just fucking madness. Smegma. Smegma. That was like a real thing. The smegma lie led to 6 million clips. Yeah. Guys, you can get athlete's foot. So to prevent it, we're going to cut off your fucking feet. Oh, I mean, it's the least you... I mean, how much do I pay you? How much do we pay you for that? Thousands of dollars. We'll bill it right to your insurance company. How are you going to do it? This old Jew's going to bite it. This old Jew is going to start gnawing at your feet. Smegma is just smegma. What's smegma? It's a word. Just tell retards. They'll just repeat it and then cut their dicks off. Well, if it's for cleanliness, ugh. Finally, I have some fucking revenge on some, all these people. And I maintained my dick. I know people that didn't get circumcised and then they got circumcised out of shame. You think I did? You think I did? No. My dick is intact. Oh, you want to get circumcised? We can. No. But everybody's mocking you, though. Haven't you heard about smegma? Yeah, it's a fucking Jew lie. You're 5 years old. Yeah, stay away from me, grabber. I didn't want to fit in with the other boys. All right, what is this? The natural way to a trouble-free pregnancy. Thank you, Owen and Amy. Wow, that was very kind. Smegma. Smegma is my mother's name. That's insane, Jersey Bear. How dare you? How dare you? People are acting like all these fucking lies are new. Guys, they convinced the world for like a century. No, not a century. It probably started in the 40s. Gee, what else happened in the 40s? Starting in the 40s, because back in the day, nobody had a clipped dick unless you were a Jew. Literally only Jews. So starting in the 40s, they literally convinced people that because of penis cancer and cleanliness, they should chop off the tip of their fucking baby's dicks. And there's still people in here like, it's the least you can do. Ugh. Oh, but it makes sex better. No, the fuck it doesn't. I know people that have had sex uncircumcised and circumcised with women. And the women will say, oh, it was better when he wasn't clipped. And I'm not saying this to be a dick, that all your clip dicks. Actually, to be honest with you, I bet the women don't give a fuck. That's my theory. I'm not even going to claim it's better. It's better for the guy. They feel more. There's more nerve endings. I don't think the women give a shit either way. I mean, women that like go with the narrative will be like, "Ith, magma," but they're so fucking dumb. They probably will starve to death by tomorrow. They got mine, but not my son's. Never forget. Nice SGT bear. Is that Sean SGT report, or are you a sergeant? It's very confusing. Women like a warm worm sometimes. They don't care, dude. Most women I've been with probably have no idea I'm not circumcised. Because when you have a boner, you don't fuck. I mean, how often do you like run around with a chick when you don't have a boner? Where you just have a limp dick, you run around, "Hey, look at my limp dick." No, typically when you're with a woman, you have an erection. And when you have an erection, your dick looks like a dick. It doesn't look like an anteater dick. It's a fucking hammer. Like, I bet most women would have no idea. Unless you're like, "Hey, that's not circumcised." Like, what? It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't run around with a fucking super limp dick. I mean, what am I, some kind of fucking savage? We used to fuck with the dolphin dicks and sweater heads. Joke's on us. Jesus, teddy bear. drop the hammer on her. Then it was trimmed carpet. I long for foreskin. Jesus, Homestead Bear. Don't long for... I mean, don't make it like a whole thing. There's some dudes that spiral about it. They're like, "I want it back." It's like, dude, it's fine. I want my wisdom teeth back. I could have handled it. I could have handled the wisdom teeth. I think the wisdom teeth, a bit of it as a July. Dude, they took my teeth. They fucking knocked me out and took my teeth. Dude, they put mercury in my teeth. Like, listen, I'm not unscathed, but it's not a big deal. It's not like, "I'm going to find the Jew who did it." Like, so many dudes with clipped dicks, it's like they're really, really fucking, they're really, like, pissed. They're like, "It will be back. Sandra Bullock, give me your face." Bullock needs money. She's selling it back. Dude, I've gotten all kinds of fucking things happen to me by the Jew. Just, it's literally not a big deal. It's funny at this point. And the thing is, they always sell it like they saved your life. Like, there's so many people that are like, "Man, I'm so glad they fucking ripped all my teeth out of my head, or else I would have been really fucked." "Dude, I'm so glad they took my tonsils out. I mean, I had a sore throat for like an hour, and they literally took out some pretty necessary shit in my throat and charged me like $50,000 and just gave me some fucking ice cream. And now I don't have tonsils. Man, I'm so glad. I mean, I was fucked with those tonsils." Guys, the whole tonsil thing. Like, now that we're facing medical reality for what it is, like, they used to just take out fucking necessary shit out of your throat. They're like, "Oh, he's sick. Well, we can fix that. We got a psychopath in the back with a scalpel. And he wants money, like always. He's insatisfiable. So he's gonna fucking cut out your tonsils and then give you ice cream and then slap you on the ass. Oh, it's as bad as gentlemen." That's why when people are like, "Oh, the female genital, I'm like, "You're so dumb. Look at your own dick, you fucking retard, and your fucking and your teeth." And it's so funny. "I have a sore throat, no problem. We happen to have a psychopath in the back of the hospital." "Yeah, and he always wants money. Like, I want more money." "So bring in your child. We'll knock him out with this guy. You're going to sleep. You're going to sleep. And then this guy's coming in. And then we're going to make sure he never has a fucking sore throat ever again." "Oh, have we taken part of his dick yet?" Yeah. "That's why he doesn't have penis cancer. No smegma for Jimmy." Oh, so fucking great. Appendix? Yeah, dude, appendix is part of that. It's so stupid. "I'm so glad he was here, man. Without that psychopath in the back." Count backwards from 8 million. Right, no, it's like, they need another Buick. Never sign your organ donor cards. Guys, do not be an organ donor. You can go in with a fucking sprain and they'll rip your liver out and sell it to a grabber. Guys, no organ donation. Oh, it's the least I can do. If I'm dead, I want to keep someone else alive. No, you don't want to be a part of that Oprah Winfrey bullshit. Organ donor, hard. Guys, the medical world is better now. That's why people are like, the vaccine. I'm like, you're just awake. It's almost like when your arm is asleep and then you get the tingles back. That's what's happening. Guys, you were asleep and numb. Well, people were, they were cutting out little kids' throats and their dicks. Like, constantly. Oh, we got to get there. Have you even heard of tonsils lately? Oh, we got to get the tonsils out. He has a fucking sore throat. They used to take out the woman's uterus so that she wouldn't be so fucking bitchy. That's why it's called a hysterectomy. Hysterical. You guys have no idea, a lot of you do, what the world has been through. And we're still here crushing. You're now seeing it. That's what's happening. Guys, my mouth is full of more mercury than any fucking vaccine you'll get. Ah, look at my mouth. Look at this shit. This is from the fucking 90s, dude. Yeah. You see that shit? Guys, that's straight coal fucking heavy metals right there. That's why it's like, yeah, don't take the vaccine. But guys, it can be worse. That's heavy metal in my mouth. That's fucking mercury, dude. So that's why now you're just seeing it. There's way less mercury in fucking, don't get me wrong, it's less likely to get in my bloodstream from my fillings. But guys, we'll make it through the winter. Are you a teeth grinder too, BB? No, I'm not a sodomite. Blowing my mind right now, BB. Bless it. Oh, yeah. The hysterectomy psyop is starting again to prevent cancer. Right. Dude, they got, and this is why celebrities, you got to give them some leeway because they're so retarded. They got that fucking woman who's married to Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. They got her to cut her tits off. And people are so, they don't understand the weakness of other people to the point where they think it's all being done to them. Oh, it's all being done to me. Angelina Jolie cut her tits off to avoid cancer. Oh, she's sacrificing the devil. Guys, that isn't how the world works. She's fucking retarded. It's like they convinced her to cut her tits off. And then that, of course, the grabber will use that because then more women will be like, I gotta cut my tits off. And then the guy in the back like, money. Guys, I'm not kidding. Picture every hospital. And I got one of the reasons I see this clearly is I used to live in the Czech Republic. And one of my friends got stabbed in a nightclub. Because over there, they still get it. They understand that, you know, men have to fucking fight sometimes. And we went to the hospital, and the doctor was drunk and asleep in a fucking closet. And they give him stitches, and he's still not able to feel his hand. Big Bear, Ice Age Farm was talking about a long winter. We will get through it for sure, but I'm curious to see what it is. So I don't think the winter thing's a big deal. I think Ice Age Farm is based, though. But I think the winter thing, it's very subtle. Or Ice Age Farmer, this is another idea I had. He might be totally right, and this whole coronavirus is to cover the food shortage. I don't fucking know. But all I know is life is pretty easy if you just stop spiraling. Imagine the level of fear required to chop off part of yourself voluntarily. Guys, it's constant. I've fucking been a part of this stuff. What was it? One time when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out by the grabber, they noticed something interesting about my heartbeat. Beep, beep. They said, oh, he has Wolf Parkinson-White syndrome. So they charged my insurance company $250,000 and shoved a catheter in my dick hole and in my artery and fixed my heart. And then they're like, fixed. There was nothing fucking wrong with my heart. They just want money. I think Joey hired a moyle to bite them off. Maybe, yeah. So they're pulling these teeth out of my fucking head, and then they discover a non-existent heart problem, and then they fucking shove all these tubes in my dick hole and my arteries and go in with a catheter and they fix my heart because of Wolf Parkinson White syndrome. It's all bullshit. That's why when people are like, those weren't they claim to be died. Oh, Syracuse Medical Facility. Damn, it's not, guys, I would think they saved me if I didn't realize it later in life. This is why people can't face what medicine really is. Because then you look back at your life and you're like, what the fuck? And then you start feeling like you were raped. Tonsils out when I was 25, went to Popeyes on the way home from the hospital. True story. Right. Because then when you realize what it really was, you briefly feel raped. And that's why you don't. Dude, they shoved a tube in my dick hole. Like the tip of my dick. Like, eh. Life is pretty easy if you just stop spiraling. It's true. A lot of people won't admit how fucked up the medical world is because all the shit done to them. And they always act like nothing's ever been done to me. Like I'm just somehow this nature's child that like I don't have to face that reality. It's like they shove tubes in my dick. Winter is coming if you don't have a dick hole. Yes. They pulled out my dad's teeth because they thought it would help his migraines. Dude, it's endless. It's just dudes like this. My doctor knew I was an ex-addict after hand surgery. As I was waking up, they hit me with fentanyl. Insane. Dude, they don't give up. They're fucking crazy. They're crazy people. Ouch, the tube in the tip of the is not a fun setup. Oh, and then I fucking said, get out of here. I didn't take the catheter. They're shoving my dick hole. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, take it out. And so the lady took it out. And they're like, no, we have to put it in so you don't pee yourself. I go, I'm just going to piss the bed if I have to. It's a true story. I've always been like this. I'm like, that is not fucking right. What you're just doing to my dick. Pure greed and just pure insanity. They're fucking insane. There's so many easier ways to make money than to cut out the glands inside a child's throat. They shoved a tube up your dick and didn't want to circumcise you. It's not on the table. Doctors tell me to rush cleaning things that need to be right. Fentanyl rocks when your shoulder pops out, though. Yeah. I had to have, like, I'll never have a prostate exam. Oh, but you have to. It's really smart. There is never going to be a guy who puts his finger in my asshole. No, but you're like my slightly older brother I didn't have growing up. Sweet Kung Fu Bear. Good to be here. I'll never have a prostate, but that's not smart. Big Bear, you have to. It's only that, no. Are you fucking crazy? But then if they find something, yeah, then they'll try and penetrate me with their dicks. How did you escape without getting clipped? My dad was actually against it. So he's such an odd man. For all the fucking problems with my dad, he's had a couple home runs in his life. Like not clipping me. Because my mom wasn't woke to it. She was woke to vaccines, but it was my dad insisted. He insisted that he remembers. There, part of me thinks one of the reasons my dad's got these like homo problems is I think, like his story about circumcision, he's like, dude, I remember it. He's like, that will never happen to my sons. Everybody's very complicated. I will always respect him for that. And prostate, I'm sure my doctor tried to convince me I had cancer and milk. Two home runs, you and your brother. Yeah, no, I mean, the fact that he stopped the circumcision cycle is so redeeming. Granted, he's done things that are really not redeeming. But again, just focus on the good, you know. Might as well. You got the best of medical protection between your two parents, apparently. Yeah, but everybody got fucked with, guys. It's like, that is horrifying. He remembered it. Dude, I think it's one of the reasons he has weird issues with his own dick. Dude, I'm like, because homosexuality isn't normal. It's not born this way. No, you're not. It's from trauma. And so he took a step in the right direction. Like, that's why I have some hope for my dad. Like, if he was really a monster, he would have been like, cut the dick. Mine was cut. You have to see the Anakin and... Thanks to all the dads who protect their sons' dicks. Yeah, but a lot of dads that clip the dicks. Don't be fucking too hard on yourself. I've vaccinated my kids. This is what life is. It's a series of ungrabbling. And I'm sure my mom will feel bad. I show this. It's like, I didn't know there was mercury in there. It's like, I'm not fucking blaming anybody. This is something we all have to accept. That we have passed on trauma in ways we couldn't possibly have known. Our parents pass out. Trauma in ways we can't possibly know. No, dick cancer does not exist in Europe. It doesn't exist anywhere. It's fucking absurd. Not one person is like, well, I know what we really need to get to the bottom of is dick cancer. Everyone keeps losing their dicks to cancer in all these uncircumcised countries. That's Guys, everywhere Jews go, things get so stupid and gay. Ugh. And then they call you anti-Semitic for being like, so starting in the 40s, why did you cut off everyone's dicks? It's like, how dare you? It's like, dude, why'd you have to bite? You bit the dick? You bit the fucking dicks? And then so they can't handle what they are. The biggest slaves are Jews, man. They can't face how fucked up they are. When you're like, why are you biting baby dicks? They're like, it's commanded. We have to. We have to bite the baby. I'm like, fuck you. Gotta fuck up the masculinity anyway. Yeah. And they do. They justify it a million ways. They'll just start quoting Talmud or Torah or whatever. Guys, I don't give a fuck what any book says. No one's biting baby dicks. Oh, but it says in the book, if God commanded you to bite. Guys, no one's biting baby dicks. You can present me with any document you want. I don't fucking care. The reason I'm Christian is because I vibe with all the truth in it. Over time, it resonates true to me. If it said, thou must bite a baby dick off, I'd be like, yeah, I don't know if this version of the Bible is for me. It can't get any more ridiculous than being like, well, I know what God really wants you to do is bite the tip of your fucking baby's dick off. I would never blindly follow that. Oh, then you don't love God. No, you love biting baby dicks. It's fucking ridiculous. Dear Owen and Amy, attaches a copy of a print book about pregnancy nutrition to prevent pre-eclemptia. Take 100 milligrams of B1, thiamine, thanks for the parentheses. I was able to get one through the library and made PDF scans of it. That was very nice of you, by the way. Yeah, there's no reason to bite baby dicks. It's not even close. It's one thing if you don't know God's plan or like... But, like, biting baby dicks. There has to be a line. Like, if anything, like, you go to the pearly gates and God's like, do you bite the baby dicks? It's like, yeah. It's like, that was a test to see how fucked up you were. I was hoping you wouldn't bite the baby dick. I'm not going to do the voice of God. I understand that can be disrespectful. But, like, if you get to the pearly gates and someone, let's do Saint, you know, an angel's there. I'm not going to mimic the voice of God. My bad. An angel is there. It's like, did you bite the baby dick? And you're like, yeah, of course. It was written. It's like, that was the test to see how fucking retarded you were. I can't believe you bit the baby dick. So I'm not going to heaven? No, like you can, but you got to go to the baby dick biting area. And it's just a bunch of dudes like, oh, it's like, but we're still in heaven, right? It's like, yeah, but it's still like you got to hang with those guys for a while. Why? Because we can't fucking believe you did that. But it was commanded to me. Baby dicks. This is all. I'm dude. Someone can someone remind me all the stand up I'm fucking throwing out tonight. This bit is huge. So is I can't fill out forms. Can someone email me? Why didn't they laugh at gmail.com? There's been like five fucking stand up bits tonight. That one. Tonsils and like all the medical shit that they try and get us to do. And then how I can't fill out a form. Like, what was your last employment? Like that whole thing. Whatever you guys remember that was funny, can you please email it to me? Oh, thanks, guy. Because this is like, tonight I'm like just spitting stand-up. Sometimes it's like, you know, it can be funny. We're just chatting, but this is stand-up comedy. I'm in tears laughing. Yeah, it's like, you got to hang out with the baby dick, guys. Because it doesn't get... like. You know, because it's kind of like when you're following orders and you think you're like impressive versus like, oh, not that one, though. We threw that in as a joke. What? You put jokes in the Bible? We didn't think there's any way you'd actually bite a baby's dick. Lesbian mug's a good one. Thanks, Slapweasel. I pray you do a joke with a series of Jews as the punchline. Oh, I totally could. And I would do a... double meaning and make it about Seinfeld, a series of Jews and a series of Jews. That would make people's fucking brain wiring spark up because of the multi-layers, and then they would go, ha, 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 ha. All right. Series. Always look for double entendres. By the way, that's always how the grab word gets you to. Oh, and another thing about, you know, waiting in waiting rooms. Just how I can't function in society is really funny. Any CIA guys recording the chat? Do you mind emailing it to me? Guys, you don't even know how true that is. Like, intelligence agencies have completely given up. Like, in the beginning, I know there was people here because it was like I had too much influence for being uncontrolled. And over time, there's no way they give a fuck anymore. They're probably just like, yeah, baby dicks. Because most of these guys are fucking bureaucrats, guys. That's how the machines operate. It's really not what people think. The Portland show was great. I had VIP tickets but didn't want to interrupt you, but I made sure to meet you after the show. When you came up with the idea of Fahrenheit 251, I told my wife with a newborn in her arms that I was going to it. I love your content. You have educated me on various topics and been a positive influence in my life. Yeah, now we can do Fahrenheit 2. Back then, you couldn't get in the meetings. I was going to do a barbecue or a show at 251 because they said nobody, no groups more than 250. Now you could be like, dude, you want to break the law? Let's walk in a park with a guy. Things move so quick and people just adjust. The Bible says to use a knife, actually. I'm not going to be a part of that. I don't care what it says. I love. Okay. I'm laying the plan right now. You want me to get the meats? I got to feed the babies anyway.
I know, but I want to go look for it. I don't know if it's here.
Okay. We order meat from a local butcher because we're not retarded. A baby dick is still bigger than Rogan. Yes, the Hindus who... And guys, don't make it a thing with me. Don't send me long Christian explanations of baby dick biting. Just avoid it. Oh, see, you're not committed. Just guys, just walk away from this one. I don't give a flying fuck what your theological argument is. I'm not going to be a part of biting baby dicks. Oh, but they said use a knife. Don't care. Guys, just walk away from this one. I'd love to see an album of songs someday. I like your version of Gunner's Dream and Santeria better than the originals or covers I've found. Sincerely, Mike. Thank you, Mike. It's very nice of you. That's like one of the sweetest things ever. All right, cool. The waiting room bit had me in tears. Awesome. I can't wait to hear the tonsil bit. Yeah, I'm coming up with like a lot of bits now. Forgive your parents, I did. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I have no beef with my parents. None. I had beef with my dad for a while though, I'm not gonna lie. Real, real bad beef. Bible's grabbled all the evidence you need trying to suggest a tip clip is like a rare flare being shot by a Jew. Yeah, I'm not gonna say the Bible's grabbled. It's my holy book, but at the same time. The clip, I'm just not, just leave, guys, just leave this one. Just leave this one. I will throw it up to a translation problem. I'll say, cutting off the tip of a baby's dick with a knife, what they really meant was there's a firmament. Porn dad versus exercise dad was gold. Oh, thank you. But I've even gotten past that. I'm not going to blame my kid for not working out. So my new exercise method is 5-minute interval training. Where I'll put my stopwatch on the ground and I do 30 seconds push-ups, 30 second rest, 30 seconds squat jumps, 30 second rest, 30 second. What was the other thing I did? I can't even fucking remember right now. I'm a little tired. And so my buddy was telling me, he's like, if you can't do 5 minutes, you're a liar. I'm like, that's a very good point. And I was like negotiating with myself and I was almost going down a really bad road of being like, it's because of my son that I'm fat. And so that's the new thing. And I got a real good pump. Like I did 2 5-minuters today. And it's what I've been missing. Because I think I've been putting on weight because of long, low-intensity work. Like if you're just working with your hands for hours and hours and hours, your body naturally will hold weight because it's actually more functional. If you want to get a little more lean, you have to do high intensity, even if it's 5-minute rotations. I felt it today. I felt like this euphoria of runner's high that I haven't felt in so long. And so that's a great way to get through that shit. In all honesty, if you could find 30 minutes a day, you will be in great shape. 5. Guys, 5. Go 30 seconds as hard as you possibly can. Right? And then 30 seconds off. And same with sprint. Run, sprint 30 seconds, rest 30 seconds for 5 minutes. You'll want to puke. If you're just doing 30 minutes of cardio, you can start, especially if you get more middle-aged, you start gaining weight. It's fucking, guys, that's real. You know, I used to think that long expenditures of calories, no, your body starts like acclimating to it and holding weight because it's more effective. Because it's like, okay, we're going to have a 90 heart rate all day. And there's going to be some movement, but you're never going to like really, really sweat. You're never going to be like, you're just going to be like moving all day. An error in translation is what a gravel is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. No, I'm just really touchy right now thinking about biting dicks. There's gravels. I mean, obviously there's gravels. It's just people get so fucking triggered when I point that out. There has to be. It's the exact word of God. Okay. Well, the fact that I'll show you three different Bibles that describe the heavens, the firmament, and like the dome, or like the sky. Like, I'll show you fucking translations where it's three things that mean completely different things. All right, because of that last bear, I'm going to play Gunner's Dream and Century, and then I'm out. I'm 41, feel like an old man. I emotionally, mentally, and spiritually feel as young as I've ever felt, but I feel a little achy and fat. And so I'm going to fix that. I know I can feel younger physically again, because it's so much harder to feel young mentally. People get old mentally. They get bitter. They get slow. My mind is getting younger. My mind is getting faster. I'm smarter. I can see more things, but my fucking, my physicals isn't anywhere close to peak. All right. Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Oh, and about parenting, I have Wally on my back now to do push-ups to failure. So, you know, I'm like, oh, I can't be a dad and work out. Total bullshit. So I'm like, get on my back. But I have to work out. I can't just be like playing on the trampoline or something. I have to be like, this is about me, but you can hang out on my back. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After this service, when you're walking slowly to the car, someone said, I'll focus on the song. Someone said, only your core matters. Dude, my core is bigger than your whole body. Everything matters. Only the core matters. Sound like a fucking grab. What are you trying to bite a dick? Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After this service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel, and as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream, a place to stay, enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in batsmen by remote control, and everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. I don't practice Santeria, I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Satchel that she's found, well, I'd drop a cap in Sancho, then I'd slap her down. Well, I really wanna know, my baby. Well, I really wanna say, is that just one way back? And I'll make it.
know we'll have to wait till I get back. Find that henna of my own. Daddy's gonna love one and all. And I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break. And I've gotta let it out. Oh, yeah, huh. Well, I swear that I really wanna know, my baby. I really wanna say I can't define what's love, and I'll make it, yeah. And tell Sanchito that if he knows what is good for him, he best go run and hide. Danny's got a new 45, and I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break. I swear that I really wanna say, my baby. Well, I really wanna say, is there's just one way back, and I'll make it, yeah. And my soul will have to wait.
All right, guys, I'll see you guys tomorrow. If you wanna support the chat, send me nice letters. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv. Is Anchor Bear still here? He's done with the soundtrack. It's been handed in. So if you haven't subscribed yet, you're a full-blown retard. You probably don't have a dick or tonsils or anything, because you'll just believe it, whatever any retard tells you. Oh, and tomorrow, SGT Report will be coming out. Had a great talk with Sean. Check out today's stream with E. Michael Jones. That was a fantastic conversation. bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. All the mirror sites on YouTube, check it all out. Wherever you get your podcasts, go there. And again, I can't reiterate enough, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. You want to be ungrabbled? Send a fucking mail. Keep it away from Peter Thiel, the grabbler. All right. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow guy.